Earlier this week, the Smart Cities Forum gathered together experts from around the world to discuss what smart technologies could be employed to improve the quality of life in Australian cities. Angus Taylor, MP, represented the Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull in a forum bringing together urban planners, government officials, academics, city council representatives and industry experts to look at new technology options from around the world that could work for Australian cities. Roderick Chambers talked to the World Forum Director of Smart Cities to find out more.
My name is Dr. Hafiz Yasser, and I'm the Director of Smart Cities Expo World Forum.
What makes a city smart?
So a smart city makes use of IT technology and big data analytics in order to enhance, you know, the quality of life of citizens. And it also makes use of Internet of Things. So Internet of Things means the Internet of Objects and or Internet of Devices. So you can say any device, for example, your refrigerator or microwave can have an IP address with the help of some embedded device. And then that device can send and receive data through internet. So that is called, you know, connectivity of any device through internet, which is basically Internet of Things. So this is the underlying technology which helps us in designing smart cities, because we can have everything connected in that city, and then and then we can use that data, you know, generated from those devices to actually predict various parameters and do some predictive maintenance or send some alerts. So, yeah, there could be different applications of smart cities. It could be in the health sector. So we call it smart health. So in the smart health, actually, we can measure various parameters of patients through the help of wearable sensors. And then that data can be sent through Wi-Fi signals to the data centers in hospitals, where doctors can monitor the condition. And in case of abnormal situation, they can either send some alerts or advice or send some ambulance for rescue. So this is just one example of, you know, smart health, which comes under the umbrella of smart cities. There are four or five major pillars or applications of smart city in smart utility systems, smart homes or smart buildings, smart transportation, and smart governance. So in the smart home, all of your home appliances can be connected to an IP address, and you can control all the devices through an iPhone app remotely or from any place. And you can not only control it, but you can, you know, some of your devices can issue some, you know, predictive fault alerts or some, you know, lower supplies, and you can order some, you know, replacement items. This is really good technology for real estate builders. They can, you know, have smart commercial buildings, smart stadiums, airports, and many other examples could be considered here. And similarly, we have examples for smart utility companies, for smart gas and smart electricity, where we can have dynamic pricing. So we can have smart meters which can measure and monitor the energy consumption in real time. And then we can utilize that data to determine the peak load conditions, and then the billings can be adjusted according to the peak load conditions. In those dynamic billing, you know, situations, the utility companies can send some alerts through some iPhone apps or Android apps to the end user that this is a peak pricing time, so you can shift your load if it is possible, and you can reduce your energy bill.
You also need to think about, you know, how smart these things are, and if they're smarter than the people that they're serving, it could cause a few problems. Now, I know my nephew was at school, and he's got some speakers that are controlled via his phone, and he just thought while he was busy in the library one day that, I'll just fiddle with some of the controls on my speakers. And so that meant that the speakers in various parts of the house started playing music. He didn't think he was doing this. He was just thought he was adjusting some things for when he went home. And, of course, my sister was then running around the house trying to find out why these things kept suddenly coming on and going off. And so what it turned out was that she was very concerned. In this case, the smart apps were smarter than the people.
Yeah, so definitely there could be some issues. But, you know, we are making use of cybersecurity technology. And, you know, that security is helping us. We can have device-level security and network-level security, which can help us, you know, to prevent from these kind of issues. And we need to be aware of all those things, and we need to actually work more proactively on this side as well. And that is why all the manufacturers of these devices are taking care of this data that, you know, these devices are only can only be controlled and monitored by, you know, the end users or original users which have access to logging into those devices. So they will have more sophisticated means of logging in into your devices with the help of, you know, some security algorithms. So that could actually prevent these kind of issues.
There is a lot of people that are involved in administration, say the healthcare example that you were talking about, that currently have a decision-making structure in place. And so I suppose what you need to do is to have a look. These apps can do things, but you need to consider how they're going to do it and how they're going to interface with the existing systems so that people that are currently making decisions aren't sort of somehow cut out of the loop accidentally, don't you?
Smart cities are about smart citizens, and we need some social and behavior change in the citizens, and we need to train them about, you know, the pros and cons of these technologies so they can, you know, make the best use out of it. And at the same time, the government needs to make some smart regulations. And for this reason, you know, Australian government is having different sectors in smart cities regulations and reforms. And those bodies are working on these reforms that how companies can utilize, you know, this data, because although this data is it could be a private data if we are talking about health. So definitely we need some regulations which can control all these applications as well. Actually, I would say this is the future of the world. And we are talking about cities of the future where you will have self-driving cars with the help of, you know, Internet of Things. You can have, you know, smart health solutions. You can have smart grid, you can have smart governance where, you know, citizens communicate with the government agencies and departments through the use of apps. So everything will be online and you know, it will be connected and all the devices will be connected. So, for example, if you get up early in the morning and your clock wakes you up at 6 a.m., the clock can be connected to your coffee brewer and it can send a message to that to brew the coffee for you. There is no limit to the applications that we can have in this domain. We need to think of unique case studies, business case studies, because the technology is there, the connectivity layer is there, all the solutions are there, but we need to come up with unique case studies for the business to make it more sustainable and economical. And actually, it can help Australia grow in IT industry as well. We can, you know, be the pioneer and we can be the leader in that domain if we put more emphasis on smart cities.
Dr. Hafiz Yasser Lateef, Director of the World Forum, ending that report by Roderick Chambers.